What if you want to toggle tab icons based off their selection state? Check out this Xamarin quick tip to find out how. My name's Ben, I'm a senior software engineer on the mobile customer advisory team, and I'm going to show you how you can use style triggers to modify tab icons. Check it out. So here we can see we've got a standard Xamarin Forms template application. It's literally just got two tabs, an about and a browse view, and it's using bitmap images for the tab icons currently. All I've done is dropped in a couple of Font Awesome fonts, which I'll be using. So if you haven't heard of it before, it's a fantastic library of icons, vector graphics that you can use throughout your application. Free to use, so I'd highly recommend you check it out. So in this case, we're using Xamarin Forms embedding feature to be able to use these fonts super easy, just by dropping them into a fonts folder and adding a couple of attributes to reference those files. In this case, we're using OTFs and we're adding an alias so that we can reference those fonts. Clearly, it's far better to use fonts for icons because they're scalable. They're not resolution dependent, unlike PNGs, which obviously you'll have to create multiple versions for the various platforms. So they're far preferable. So let's see how we can go about using them. We can see here currently referencing the PNGs using the icon property on the shell contents for about and browse. I have added a style for the about tab, which simply sets the icon property with a font image source. So how do we use that style? Literally just will remove the hard-coded icon setting and reference the style that we've defined above. And then because I'm using hot reload, we can see the change happen immediately. So here we're setting directly using the font image source, we're setting the icon property. In this case, we want to be able to change it based off the selection state. So currently when we tab away from it, we have the same icon, it just gets grayed out. But what if we wanted it filled in and use the solid version of this icon, which would be this one. So we'd actually use a different font family. So we want to be able to switch between them on based off an event. So in this case, we can just use style triggers. So we'll just add a style trigger. We will add a trigger and we will be dropping in the setter inside the trigger. We need to define exactly what this trigger will execute on. So it's going to be on the shell content. We're going to be setting the property. Which property are we going to be looking at? We're going to be looking at the isChecked property. So that's the one we'll be triggering on, and then we'll wait for a value of true. So if it's true, if it's selected, we'll use the solid font. But we'll also obviously need a second trigger for the false state. Let's just add that, just copy what we had, and trigger on the false state. And we'll just use a different font family. So we're going to use FA regular. Now, if I save that, you can see the change. So toggle away. And there we have it. We have the icon changing based off its selection state using style triggers. Check out for more Xamarin quick tips. Bye.